What it is, it's the beginning farmer bill that came up with. And I don't know what kind of comments I'll get from the committee with this, but, you know, as I reach an older age, it came apparent to me that the average age of the Missouri and American farmer is increasing greatly. And as I hit the age of the average Missourian farmer this year, actually not too far off, I'll be above average. But anyway, it's important, with agriculture being the number one industry in Missouri, that we need to look at any way that we can help bring new people into the agricultural industry. And as we look at that, as I looked at it and what we have to offer, the federal government as well as the state has offered some incentives for beginning farmers in the past. Basically, interest buy-downs through our treasury. U.S. Department of Agriculture also offers that. They offer some loan guarantees. But we've never really offered anything for a seller to incentivize the seller to sell to a beginning farmer. And that's kind of what this bill does. It gives a tax break, a tax deduction. And the original bill that I filed actually had tax credits, but when we looked at it, thought the tax deduction would work. What we're trying to do there is do a little bit of an offset of what the federal taxes would be when you would sell your farm. And what it does, it's two new tax deduction programs to assist the beginning farmer. To qualify as a beginning farmer, a person shall, of course, be a Missouri resident, have not operated a farm or ranch for more than 10 years, nor own a farm or ranch greater than 30% of the average size farm in a county, as determined by the most current census of agriculture. The Agriculture Assets Transfer Agreement tax deduction, what that does, it authorizes owners of agricultural assets to be issued a deduction tax credit for leasing their agricultural land, property, crops, or the livestock to a beginning farmer. It's a tax deduction. It also offers something for custom farmers. Sometimes that's a good way for a person to get into farming, would be a custom farming, some land that somebody else might own. Right now we do have a lot of elderly non-farm landowners. So that's a way for a young person or a beginning, and it's not age specific. It doesn't have an age limitation on it. But it would be a way to get into agriculture, whether it be crop or whether it be livestock. But that tax deduction authorizes taxpayers that hire beginning farmers under a custom farming contract to be issued an income tax deduction. That contract must provide for production of crops or livestock principally located on the taxpayer's land in exchange for a set fee or rate. Contract must be in writing and for a term says no more than a year, and that's something I'm playing with, because anytime you lease, especially equipment leases, generally go for 3 years. The ones that I'm familiar with are 3 years. A lot of actual land rent contracts go for more than 1 year, but sale of agriculture horticultural property tax deduction. This act creates an individual tax deduction equal to 50% of the income realized from a sale of agriculture horticultural property sold to the beginning farmer, to the extent that such amount is included in federal adjusted gross income when determining such individual's Missouri adjusted gross income. And it must be, if the agriculture horticultural property ceases to be classified as such agricultural land, then it and ceases to be owned by a beginning farmer within 7 years of being sold, the original buyer shall include a prorated amount of the deduction previously received by the seller as income in the year the land ceases to qualify. This bill also sets up a beginning farmer center at the University of Missouri through Extension. Since Extension does have a lot of programs where they really, I look at Extension as continuing education. And that is a way that we look to reach these farmers who begin in agricultural production. It's not like it used to be. I mean, when I started, it was with an 8N Ford and a two-row cultivator. You could look back at the end of the day and see where you started. The paperwork we have to fill out with USDA, crop insurance, and everything else is a lot different than it used to be. And we looked at this to help give some guidance to these beginning producers to make sure that they can meet the needs, do the assessments, the financial statements that they need to do every year that they're in operation. But we're setting up a program at the University of Missouri Extension.